views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Truth is funny with Colette Stephan. We'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Stephan.
Hi, this is Stephan, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour to experience instant relief by connecting to your intuition. Shift happens every Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific Time, 11 o'clock Eastern Time. So I've been traveling around the globe sharing the teachings of Dr. Cam Yuen, who is founder of the Yuen Method and Yuen Mastery, and also is an emissary for the Resonance Project Foundation, founded by Nassim Haramein. This has provided me with so many opportunities to meet amazing visionaries and authors and speakers and magicians, energy movers. It is my pleasure to share their information in an expansive way to empower you to ride the wave of your infinite potential. And today I'm thrilled to say my guest is back by popular demand. Ken Stone, the soul archaeologist, is an internationally recognized spiritual healer and founder of the Academy of Spiritual Leadership and Mastery. With his ability to retune a person's body, mind, and spirit, Ken has empowered thousands of people around the world and helped them to remember and experience their divine nature. From spiritual messengers who are exploring greater authenticity, to people who are suffering from physical pain and emotional challenges, and people just wanting to transcend and understand spiritual truths and actually experience them. Welcome to The Truth is Funny, Ken. It's so awesome to have you back here again.
It's great to be back with you, Colette. Thank you.
You know, you're here to empower our audience and to move past, you know, and empower people to move past the blocks that are holding them back and, you know, to more fully experience divine resonance. And your background and work at one time was very different from what you're doing now. You know, my dad, Maurice, he used to say, you know, shift or get off the pot. He was an entrepreneur. It was something like that.
I think I'm familiar with that phrase.
I thought you might be. So what happened with you? Like, how did you end up doing what you're doing now? And tell, you know, just let our listeners, in case our listeners didn't hear you last time.
Yeah. Well, shift happened. you know, I guess like everyone else who's tuning in, you know, I came upon a point in my life where I really started waking up. And for me, the waking up point felt like the difference between knowledge, spiritual knowledge that I've been reading about for, you know, I don't know, maybe a decade or longer at the time, and then actually beginning to experience it in my life, you know, to begin having an in the body felt experience of what I knew. And it happened in very early in 2007. And at the time I was working as a mortgage lender. This is the your allusion to I didn't used to be doing what I'm doing now. And my world got turned upside down in all sorts of beautiful ways. Of course, the beauty is much easier to see looking back on it than at the time. Some things were obviously beautiful. You know, I learned how to meditate that year in August of that year. And then there's this, of course, the shift I'm sure I've been building for a long time, but I became intimately aware of it when a gentleman on a meditation retreat in September of 2007, my first, it was an in-resonance thing, at the end of it, we're sort of sitting there doing a meditation together, closing, doing the hippie dance, all this kind of stuff. And he writes on a piece of paper, because we're in silence, of course, "You should be working as a healer." And I started sobbing uncontrollably, even though I didn't know what the heck the word healer meant. And, you know, as they say, I guess the rest is history, although that's where the shift happened. You know, that was where the all the things, all the opportunities, everything got turned on its head. All these beautiful things happened to really kind of reorient me and become much more aware, not just of an inner experience, but a way of supporting other people and facilitating them to have the same experience.
That is so cool. So, you know, you've noticed, I know that you and I have talked about this, but and I'm sure people who are listening in, it's like you kind of notice how it seems like quite often it's like the same old stuff or a different right. version of the right. same old stuff keeps right. coming up for attention. Right. You know, like, and I like how you worded how you're stubbing your spiritual toe yeah. over and over again.
Yeah, it's funny to laugh about when we're talking about, but the actual experience of it isn't so funny in our lives, you know? It's like, it's like, you know, you think, okay, if I think back, I don't know, 10, 15, 20, 30 more years, you know, there's something that comes up and then you think, oh, it's no big deal, or you have some insight and awareness. Maybe you do a bunch of self-work at some point, and then it just keeps coming back around. You keep thinking, like, what do I have to do to be past this thing, you know? And at some point, it maybe is a little less funny than other times. But really, the key to this, from my perspective, is this is really this opportunity to embody, to come, to help facilitate, help our souls come back into our bodies fully. Like if we think about the goal or the place that we're all naturally headed towards, it's really just a remembering and an experiencing of what already is. Whether we want to call that enlightenment or full integration, we're all already in that place. The question is, are we having an experience of that in our lives? Is that the feeling we have on a regular basis? And so anyway, that's really the process that I see around, and I'm sure we'll go into it more, but in a nutshell, as our souls naturally come back home, which they want to do into the body, we re-encounter stressors, or we could call them traumas, or we could just say dissonance if we want to make it less dramatic. Dissonance, noise that's
I
been
like
captured.
Dissonance.
Yeah, I do too. I like that word. Dissonance and resonance. It just makes it really simple. But we encounter that dissonance, and it is agitated as our souls come back into that part of our body. And for many of us, when we re-encounter that dissonance, it causes our souls to disembody because the soul is wanting to survive. This is all just survival strategy. It's not like there's some mistake happening here. But there's this opportunity when our souls are fully embodied. This is really the gateway or the pathway, the vehicle through which we are experiencing our divine in a felt way in our bodies, in our lives. And so this trauma cycle that I'm describing can leave many of us trapped, where we're or feeling as though we're trapped, I guess is a better way of saying it, where we re-encounter that dissonance and then we disembody and then we re-encounter it. And over time, this can begin feeling like we're stubbing our spiritual toe. And maybe it feels spiritual and maybe it feels like a physical thing or an emotional thing. Sometimes it can be really confusing. You know, I might bring up fear or anger or rage or pain in the body, all sorts of different things. And we think, well, what the heck's going on here? But we know it keeps happening over and over again.
Okay,
that's the process that we're talking about.
We're going to be taking a short intermission here right away.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to let you know you're listening to The Truth is Funny with Colette Marie Steffen. My guest today is soul archaeologist Ken Stone. We're going to take a quick intermission here. We'd love to hear from you. You're welcome to call in 1-800-930-2819. When we come back, we'll peel some of these layers and make some shift happen.
The power of love. called the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
Back on The Truth Is Funny with Colette Marie Stephan. My guest today is soul archaeologist Ken Stone, who is here to empower you to experience divine resonance more fully. We love to hear from you. Call in 1-800-930-2819. But before we get started, can you just share your contact information with us, Ken? Because you know how time passes. I don't want to forget.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for asking, Colette. The best way to connect with me is on my website, which is kenwstone.com. And there's a way to reach out if you like to communicate live on the phone with me there. There's a way to connect on email. And there are a bunch of resources as well. So thanks for asking.
Oh, cool. And, you know, I understand you have a gift for our listeners. And how do they access that?
Yeah. The gift is on the importance of being in the body, what we're talking about here, embodying the soul. And the way to get that is to go to kenwstone.com/gift. And then it'll be downloadable right there. It's an MP3 that everyone can download and put on your phone or on your computer and enjoy that.
Cool. That's good. That's awesome. You know, this is, you know, when people talk a lot about meditation, and meditation is a great thing, but it's not, you know, the answer, because you can meditate and meditate and meditate and not come, you know, not do anything with that meditation, like with the information you get, and bring it into your physical world and do something with it. And I always appreciated my mentor, Dr. Yuen, because he always said, like, if, you know, in the old days, they used to sit in the temple, you know, and I love that, you know, that whole idea of being like with the Shaolin masters and you're in the temple and you're meditating. But if you don't do something with it that would make the world, you know, or bring other people into that awareness that we were speaking of earlier, where you are actually able to take the information that you gain from the meditation and do something constructive with it. Mm-hmm. That requires you being in your body, does it not?
Yeah. I mean, this is exactly the point. I mean, so spot on. Meditation is a powerful place for awareness, but embodying awareness from that place, embodying your divinity or your divine resonance, or we could just say resonance, embodying resonance is huge. And then from there, that could just be the action that once you're embodied, you know, profound things happen, which I know you like to talk about all the time on this program and in your work. It's an extraordinary thing to be in an embodied space.
It's fun.
It is fun. And I think a lot of people don't, maybe that's something that a lot of people don't understand. You know, what does it mean actually to be embodied? Does it mean that we're getting into a heavier place and being more connected to suffering? It's actually the opposite of that. The process
thank
of
you.
Yeah. So the process of embodying sometimes means that we're facing our stuff in a way that it's actually transmuted. We're not buying into a story more. We're actually working at a level that is more primary than even belief. And so when that is transmuted simply by the soul being embodied, there's nothing more to it than that. In particular, when you're witnessed in that space, then you are embodied and profound things begin to happen. And it's a ton of fun. It's an absolute ton of fun.
Well, because when you are stepping into your authentic self and you're standing in that power, what happens is you allow yourself to shine. And that's when, you know, miracles take place. Yeah. But, you know, people think of miracles as being very random. Yet we live in a very structured holofractographic universe. And so what I mean by that is there's perfect structure. And so, you know, we're made up of atoms and the entire universe is made up of atoms. And, you know, and we're always spinning. And a lot of people these days are feeling maybe a little bit like things are spinning out of control. Mm. And in actual fact, you can look at it that things are spinning into control.
That's right.
You know, and so just explain to us what you know, what the symptoms are, or what you would define as a disembodied soul.
Mm. You know, it's really interesting because a disembodied soul, if we can talk, this isn't really at the causal level. That kind of language is always sort of interesting, you know, talking about causality. But we could just say a byproduct of a disembodied soul are really simple things, but that affect tons and tons of people in really powerful ways, like anxiety or depression. Now, I don't pretend to be, and I'm absolutely not a medical doctor or a psychologist, psychiatrist. That's not my gig at all.
Me neither.
I don't have any awareness in that area. That's not my area of training. That's not my thing. But what I can say is that when I've had the opportunity and been blessed to work with people who are dealing with general anxiety disorder, some really, you know, they've been formally diagnosed in the medical space. What I see, my witnessing of them and noticing where they're at, is that their soul is disembodied. Or, for example, somebody who's dealing with really profound depression. It's just a disembodied soul. And once the soul comes back in and sustains in the body, then there isn't space for that depression to exist or that anxiety to exist. And there are so many other examples of this. One way that each listener can really identify with, just think of somebody who is in advanced stage cancer, just came back from a deployment at war, and you look in their eyes and there's sort of that hollow look in their eyes, like they're not really home anymore. That is a really advanced stage disembodied soul. And everyone can see it, whether or not you're aware of your spiritual intuitive gifts or not. You see it visually, and you're mm-hmm. actually seeing the outward sign of a rather disembodied soul. So embodying the soul is such a powerful thing because, as you say, it opens up a much deeper experience of resonance, and then you're spinning into control, or you're spinning into a space of greater resonance, and it's actually embodied. That is, you can experience it in your life, you can become an instrument of that resonance, and you see all the aspects of your life sort of fall into resonance or come into a state of resonance naturally as a byproduct rather than having to work at it. And I'm putting that in quotes.
Yeah, because so many people energetically, when they get in touch with the word work, yeah. Yeah. Well, we in the past history of humanity, we've done some pretty, kind of crappy things, to each other. Right. And even now, we live in this society now where, people you're not allowed to, you're not, the only excuse you have for not going to work these days is you better be sick.
Right.
And so, a lot of people get sick so that they don't have to go to work.
Right.
And so, we want to be in awareness of that, I was just at a retreat over the weekend, and it was quite challenging, actually, facing a lot of different things. And one of the things that I saw very clearly is how Mother Earth, I've always understood this, Mother Earth is self-sustaining, but Mother Earth is also like in the beginning, if everybody always had enough food and there was always enough to go around and there wasn't this craziness and this scheduling and this, this lifestyle where you have to go and force things and be constantly under that pressure, under that stress that you were speaking of. And we have so much information coming in at us now, and the world is traveling so fast right now. We're expanding and we're accelerating at a very, very quick rate here, as well as our consciousness. So, what do you find as being like that people could, sort of understand, hey, maybe what I have here is actually just a disembodied soul. What would the symptoms of that be?
It's okay. So another symptom from a spiritual standpoint is if you feel like you're spread across different timelines, or you feel like part of your brain is focused on one thing and another part of your brain is focused on another thing. Maybe on the one hand, you're thinking about something. You're thinking, how do I get this figured out? How do I actually implement this? Or how do I take action around some concept? And on the other hand, you're having this really profound spiritual awareness, and there's all this tension between the two. Essentially, in the disembodied space, we are feeling unintegrated. So we may have incredible awareness spiritually, but our bodies may be in pain, or our minds may be caught up with anxiety or preoccupation or these types of things. Just bringing the soul into the body is such a profound practice. I mean, the change, the transformation. And here's the thing. We all think, well, I keep stubbing my spiritual toe. This is hurting me over and over again. How am I going to make this work? I must have to work harder at it. Embodying the soul is the most natural thing you've ever done. And when you stay in that embodied space, all of these other things just evaporate. Resonance is, rather than something I'm working towards or wanting to accomplish or achieve.
I love that. That is so beautiful, because it's kind of like when people think about human consciousness, it's not necessarily like, you don't want to be looking at it as that we're, at different levels so much, but more like tuning into different radio stations. Country, some people like rock and roll. Some people like Transformation Talk Radio.
Right.
I am Colette Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny. When we come back, we will discuss more benefits of being embodied, a soul and power in your body. We love to hear from you. Feel free to call in if you have a question for Ken, 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back to make more shift happen.
Join the Pacific Northwest's EFT Tappers at the 4th Annual Tappers Gathering this March 1st at Bastyr University. Tapping enthusiasts from across the region will be sharing healing stories, learning different EFT applications, and forging a strong community. This event raises money and awareness for continuing EFT tapping scientific research. All net proceeds go to our 501c3 nonprofit conducting a study showing how EFT can alter gene expression. bring your cards and information for a full-filled day of networking and inspiring one another. Visit www.nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877. www.nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877.
Christy Borst, leading spiritual and intuitive healer, is bringing in the month of love with a very special offer for you. Let Christy help you heal matters of the heart and release emotional pain. Give the gift of love to yourself. Call Christy at 401-466-4901 by February 14th to schedule your core issue identification and healing session for 30% off her regular rate. And now visit healingresonance.us to find out more about the amazing healing gifts of Christy Borst. Join us February 14th through the 17th for the 22nd Annual Women of Wisdom Conference in Seattle. Come explore the new paradigm, Riding the Wave of the Heart. Inspirational speakers, experiential workshops will change your life for good. Join Donna Eden, Esther Nicholson, Jalaja Bonheim, Julie McIntyre, and S.J. Tucker. Everything is individually priced, and evening events are open to men. Reduce prices for teens, students, and seniors. Looking for community? Join us this February. Visit womenofwisdom.org. That's womenofwisdom.org. Oh, and you'll want to attend the CD music release concert that S.J. Tucker is giving Saturday, February 15th. That's womenofwisdom.org, 206-782-3363. That's 206-782-3363.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
We're back on The Truth Is Funny with Colette Marie Stephan. I have soul archaeologist Ken Stone here with me today. He is sharing the benefits with us to be an embodied soul in power in your body. And so, Ken, I just wanted to ask you, about transcending. Can you give us some information about transcending and the things that hold us back from that?
So if we think about what it does mean to transcend, you know, so often we think, you know, in our lives, there's a way we come to a T in the road, you know, there's this way or that way. And so in the case of the disembodied soul, or in the case of encountering traumas or dissonance that are captured in our body, we think my choice is either I'm going to be in this pain or this discomfort or anguish or whatever the dissonance, however that shows up, or I can disembody and be more disconnected. One of the primary benefits of being embodied, in addition to all the other things that we've been talking about, is that we are totally present. We are 100% present to ourselves and therefore able to be present to other people. So to transcend that, those limitations, those things that have thus held us back, is to move the third way, to go the third way, to actually transmute them, to turn them into something else. It's like, you know, in alchemy, we think of turning lead into gold. In this case, we're turning these, encountering these sources of dissonance and actually turning them into, or recognizing them, experiencing them, feeling them for the resonance they are. And in doing so, we are no longer held back by them. By transmuting them, we leave them, I don't want to say leave them behind because the lesson is embodied, but they no longer are something we're stubbing our toe against. We never stub our toe again. That's probably the simplest way to say it. When we transcend, we don't stub our toe again.
Yay.
And then the opportunity to transcend, of course, is available on so many different levels, right? We could be talking about, from a straight spiritual standpoint, we're transcending the illusion of separation, or, you know, we're transcending the apparent paradox between duality and non-duality, or whatever, you know, fill in the blank. But from my perspective, that all of that begins when we transcend those things that have held us back and embody our souls. That is a really, really important first step or 10th step. It's the next step for all of us.
Yes. And when we think about consistent steps of action towards our goals, you know, a lot of times, you know, we get caught up in our everyday life. We get caught up in, you know, getting to work. And like today, for many people, not getting to work if there's a snowstorm or whatever,
right.
You know, and so, or the school's closing and then, you know, having children, but you have still have to go to work, but the children aren't going to school. So you got to find, you know, all of these things that happen in our third dimensional plane, in our physical world, you know, those things are kind of like more about our intermediate future. Like, we want to take consistent steps of action to be in this place where we transcend stubbing our toe. And then we have to also, circumvent the experiences that are happening in our third dimensional world, our reality in that third dimensional world of, you know, being able to move forward so that we can get to our far reaching goal. And so do you want to just talk a little bit about that? Like some, maybe some skills
yeah.
that you've come across that people can, you know, move through that. And so not get stuck, you know, like,
yeah, yeah.
It's not fun being stuck.
Yeah, no, it isn't fun being stuck. It's so interesting. There's all this stuff coming up as you're talking about this. And I'm thinking, wow, that is so. If we think of, you know, what is the strategy when we're having a third dimension experience of dissonance? Let's leave it at that, right? Whatever it is. Many times we have a tendency to think of that and we think, okay, there's a problem here. I need to understand what the problem is. Then I need to solve it and then it'll be fixed and then I won't run into this again. And what I'm suggesting is that there is no problem there. That experience of dissonance is illusory. And I'm not trying to minimize the discomfort we might have there. It's simply that we can step back from that way of engaging and come back to what is real. So from my perspective, embodying the soul is a really, really powerful practice. And that gift that I mentioned earlier that you were asking me about for everyone who's listening is a really powerful experience of that. It's not just me talking about it. It's me facilitating what I would call a divine transmission or a live session. It's an MP3 of that where it's actually going to walk you through the experience of what we're talking about, the feeling of coming into your body. Really, really powerful resource, which you can get again at kenwstone.com/gift. But in the next step along the way, once we have embodied our souls, the next step, and it's again, it's very simple, is to call our power home. That is to recognize that I am the source of the power of my life rather than the other people or situations. And again, it's back to your power word here. It's back to shift. It's shifting perspective on what is actually happening. Are other people responsible for my happiness or what's happening in my world, or am I the source of that? And that's a critical adjustment that we can make.
Absolutely. And, you know, we are steering our reality 24/7. Mm-hmm. And
indeed,
people don't like to think about that sometimes, because it's like, you know, it's so much easier to blame it on the guy next door or your husband or your wife or, you know, your teacher or whatever. But bottom line is you are steering your reality 24/7. And whether you're aware of it, whether you like it or not, that's what you're doing. And the thing is that many of the issues that come up in our lives, that those big blocks that we come across, are actually coming from our subconscious mind. You know, those experience, our subconscious mind is developed, you know, by the time we're around the age of 6, and it's developed by our ancestors, by our collective influence, by cultural experiences, religious experiences, but, you know, by the environment we're in as we're children, and as we come into this world and as we grow. And then we also have all of those non-conscious experiences, which, you know, if people have believe in past lives, you don't really need to believe in past lives.
That's right.
For them to have an effect in your life, because there's so many people on the planet that do believe in past lives. You put all of those experiences together along with all the subconscious experiences, and then you've got, you know, a lot of shift happening.
That's right. And it can be kind of overwhelming, you know, if we start thinking about all these different things that can have an influence on what's going on in our lives. And what I'm suggesting, and one of the primary tenets of what I work with people around, whether I'm working with an audience, whether I'm working with a retreat or somebody one-on-one, is coming back into the body, embodying the soul. Because when that happens, all these other things have a tendency of just evaporating. We transcend the things that have been holding us back. And I can hear people asking as they're listening to our conversation, well, what about this? And what about this? And what about this? What you are opening up to is a feeling experience in your body of the divine, of divine resonance coursing through every aspect of your physical being, your emotional being, your energetic being. It's really, really powerful. And it doesn't take a lot of mental activity or gymnastics. It's really just about embodying the soul.
You know, if I find it very helpful, throw the mind out into the black hole.
Yeah. Yes.
And the way Nassim describes the black hole is W-H-O-L-E.
Yeah.
So it's nothing scary, but sending your mind out there and allowing yourself, you know, using your thought to connect yourself to your divinity.
Yeah.
So that, you know, so that you're not, you know, sabotaging yourself in that with those little things that are happening, like, you know, like, and sometimes they're little things, but like, you know, if you have children, you know, those little things can be, you know, difficult, like leaving the house when the, you know, the zipper gets stuck on the jacket, and, you know, you've got to get your kids to school, but they're crying because they want to wear that coat, but the zipper is caught, and, you know, just little things like that happen in our lives can make us, you know, we can start our day off and our daily routine can get thrown off by that. And then the next thing we know is we're, you know, we have one bad minute, and then the next minute, you know, so we want to strengthen, you know, for everybody energetically here, that, you know, your daily routine is going to support you, and that you could always find that beautiful, you know, bring that soul into your body in the way that Ken was speaking. We're going to be taking another quick intermission. I can't believe it. It's already that time again. But before we go to our break here, can you please just share your contact information with our listeners one more time, Ken?
Yeah. The website, thank you, Colette, is kenwstone.com. The gift page is kenwstone.com/gift. And on that page, there's a session that I facilitated in MP3. You will have a live experience. Even listening to the recording, you'll have a live experience of that. And there are other resources there as well that actually speak directly to what Colette was just talking about. Maybe we can talk more about that on the other side of the break here.
Cool. And when we come back, Ken and I are going to connect and join forces on the Higher Self Network to clear some energy for all of you. This is Colette Marie Stephan, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny, where shift happens. ¶¶
To Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session or dial 415-235-2807.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tap into your I Am energy to discover who you truly are and who you always have been. Dawn Smith offers a simple yet profound and life-changing way to discover your I Am energy that is hidden beneath the toxicity caused by choices we made consciously or unconsciously prior to today. This internal perfection is not an idea, a theory, or some vague notion or concept. On the contrary, it is beyond the grasp of the brain and its intellectual interpretations as it lies deep within the language of our hearts. Visit IamEnergy.ca.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
On The Truth Is Funny with Colette Marie Stephan and my guest today, Ken Stone. Ken and I are going to join forces on the Higher Self Network and for the shift of the week, and we're going to shift some energy for those of you listening in. Ken and I were both just saying we can really feel the energy like swirling here. So if you're driving a vehicle, pull over. You're going to listen to this one. I would really like to work with the energy of letting go of fear and stepping into purpose, Kent, because that's what I'm getting is the leading weakness for people, you know, right now at this moment. It feels like, you know, that, you know, purpose, people often will ask me, what's my purpose? What's my purpose? Well, purpose is, you know, your purpose is to be the best you can be. And to be really like in that, and as you said, embody that, be yourself. You're a unique being. There is no one like you on this planet. Every single one of us is operating with our own resonance. And we, as I said, we're creating our own reality. And so we just want to, you know, but strengthen that for everybody that maybe career would be attached to that purpose and purpose to that, to your career. So that, you know, Ken and I are both very fortunate that, you know, we're both right now doing what we love to, you know, earn our way in our third dimensional world. And, you know, we were talking earlier about how there's, you know, fear attached to that. But one thing, when you first start out and you're not necessarily that successful at it yet, you know, success, no success, failure, no failure. You can't have success without failure, and you can't have failure without success. But a lot of people will almost kind of think, look at you like sideways, like, are you crazy or what? Did you experience that, Ken?
I did. Yeah. And it's so interesting because when we're in that embodied space, other people can say you're nuts or you're crazy. And when you are embodied, you know, we're always stepping into that unknown. And when we step into that unknown, feeling the resonance within, it's such a different place to be versus not feeling that resonance within. But yeah, people looked at me like, people still do occasionally, you know, look at me and go, what are you talking about? Like, oh, it's all right. You'll get it after a while. It's all good.
Yeah. And so we just want to strengthen that for everybody. You know, yeah. If you think about your body and your mind and your spirit, like as a triad, that, you know, that it's nice and even that you're, you know, that, you know, it doesn't do you any good to be too spiritual. And, you know, be talking spiritual talk and being talking above and around other people. So we just want to, you know, communication, that's what's coming up, strengthening communication so that we all support each other in being our beautiful selves, you know. You know, if I allow Ken to speak his truth and he allows me to speak my truth, and then we come together and we strengthen that and we, you know, put that into the melting pot, it's a win for him, it's a win for me, and it's a win for all of you who are listening now and who are going to listen later. Communication is basically about, it's not just the words we're saying, it's the empty spaces in between the words. It's the tone of voice we use. It's the, you know, it's the rhythm of our communication. But more importantly, most of communication is actually on the physical level, more body language. If your body language isn't congruent with your words and with your tone of voice, then people can't hear you and they can't understand you in the same way. So we just want to strengthen that communication. And then the number one best communication is intuitive communication. That's the best. That's when we're in that space. So do you have anything to share about that, Ken?
Oh my gosh, like just hallelujah is what I have to say. I mean, and you know, when that question comes up for the listener who's thinking, well, wow, that sounds so complicated, and how am I going to get in touch with all these things? Just like listen to what Colette's saying, because it really is as simple as tuning into your truth and then allowing that to take up residence in you. And then to speak it, to share it from that embodied place. And like when you listen to Colette talk, you can hear that and what she's saying and feel that in your body, the impact of her words. And you can feel that when I talk as well, I'm sure. But do Colette and I spend a bunch of time practicing, like I'm going to say this, I'm going to say this, or do we worry about exactly what we're going to say? I don't want to speak for Colette. I don't at all. And I suspect she doesn't either, because we're in that embodied space. We're able to honor our truth as we are perceiving it. And you have that within you as well. And it's something you can step into more and more all the time, more fully, and just be who you are in that authentic space.
Absolutely.
Dang, this is good.
I have no clue what I'm going to say most of the time. Except for when it comes to the breaks, because I've learned that in radio, you need to be able to do that. We have a caller on the line. We only have about a minute for you, Selena, but if you want to come on and ask a question here, you're welcome.
Hi there. Thanks for taking my call.
You're very welcome.
I just, I want to ask really quickly, just if you can tune into maybe my, you know, my chakras and auras and any maybe certain areas that you think I could maybe improve on or shift. Any advice on that?
Okay, for me, what I'm when we think of the chakras, I think of them as radar dishes that are picking up this information, and it's a beautiful question that you're asking right now. My mom passed 3 years ago, and before she passed, I was you know, working on her chakras. And what I found is, you know, you can, the fastest way to align that I have discovered is to get in touch with the physical potential that sits at the base of your spine, and then go up from the bottom and go up to the top and start, you know, clearing them one at a time. And that's what I'm just getting in touch with there. You know, if we're caught up in our survival, it's very difficult to move. You know, there quite often will be blocks in the solar plexus chakra that's coming up a bit weak for you right now. You know, childhood experiences, and then being able, like, survival has a tendency, if we get caught up in that, that we can't pull that energy through our solar plexus into our heart and into the higher chakras. So we just strengthen that for you. If you put some tension into your spine right now, that's what I'm doing, is just strengthening that for you in this place, in this time. Ken?
Yeah, you know, one little thing that I would add to that, and I what Colette's talking about is so spot on. I would encourage you, as you're bringing your soul down into your body, think of it as stepping back into each chakra, even in inverted order. So you can start with 7, 6, and then what Colette's talking about is down in the third, the second, and the first, especially. As you run into any dissonance there, you can just put your hands over your abdomen and just hold them there until that block clears. Don't worry about trying to process it. Just be present to it, and it will clear because your resonance will move down. You'll be more fully embodied. It's beautiful. Thank you.
Ah, there you go. Both directions, from the earth and from the sky. Thank you, Selena. We've run out of time here.
So
this is Colette, and I just wanted to let you know that you can reach me at thetruthisfunny.com through all the social media. I have a new Facebook page, The Truth is Funny with Colette. You know, I'm still writing my book and getting there. And so I'm home a lot right now. I'm sitting still for the first time in years. So if you want private sessions, you can also find those on thetruthisfunny.com. I have my upcoming interviews with John Burgess, Beyond the Ordinary, in February 25th. I also have interviews with Christine Howe. Kristen Howe, Deborah Poneman, and Deborah Hammond. I'm speaking at the Spring Festival of Awareness on April 25th to 27th. And I also am looking forward to my upcoming seminars with Mark Kettenbach from Germany. 3 days, 2 coaches, 1 truth. It is fun when shift happens. Ken, I just have to say thank you so very, very much for being on The Truth is Funny. It is such a pleasure to connect with you, as always. And I just want to thank you and all the listeners for, being here and being open to this information. Would you like to say goodbye to our our crew here? Can you believe it? We're already at that time, Ken.
I can't believe it. Here's what I want to say really quick. Colette, thank you. Brian, Sir Brian, you are brilliant.
Thank you. You're a brilliant presence.
It's always fun to hang out with you and to your listening audience. What a treat. It's an honor to be with everyone. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, Ken. Thank you, Brian. Thank you, listeners. This is Colette Marie Steffen from The Truth is Funny, your fun facilitator, signing off until we meet again next Wednesday. Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen. Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The Truth is Funny. Visit The Truth is Funny. Funny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com. Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Strella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Strella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
Join us February 14th through the 17th for the 22nd Annual Women of Wisdom Conference in Seattle. Come explore the new paradigm, riding the wave of the heart. Inspirational speakers, experiential workshops will change your life for good. Join Donna Eden, Esther Nicholson, Jalaja Bonheim, Julie McIntyre, and S.J. Tucker. Everything is individually priced, and evening events are open to men. Reduced prices for teens, students, and seniors. Looking for community? Join us this February. Visit womenofwisdom.org. That's womenofwisdom.org. Oh, and you'll want to attend the CD music release concert that S.J. Tucker is giving Saturday, February 15th. That's womenofwisdom.org, 206-782-3363. That's 206-782-3363.
Tune in Thursdays at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with South Africa's top psychic will amaze and uplift you. Call in to receive detailed, specific answers that offer immediate solutions as Shannon interprets messages from your spirit guides. Whether it's love, business, or health, your spirit guides are ready to help. Visit ShannonWalbrand.com for more info. You are guided.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Thank you for listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Like us on Facebook/Transformation Radio Network. Tweet and follow us at TransformNet. Visit us at www.transformationtalkradio.com and find us on Pinterest, Google+, YouTube, spiritualnetworks.com, Flickr, Tumblr, and Spreaker. Just search for Transformation Talk Radio. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.